702.
WhatsApp Refilwe.
On 072 702 1702.
And this time of the morning, we talk all things parenting and human potential related with our parenting expert, Nikki Bush. Today, Nikki is taking us on a journey, a Christmas journey, with Christmas being less than a month away. Nikki is giving us some tips and on what we could do by way of gifting affordably, but also creatively. So get ready to get active and to get busy, because this conversation is not about clicking and buying, but about thinking and making do with what you have. Morning, Nikki.
Good morning, Rafiwe.
So, good morning. So, Nikki, obviously much of this, can center on family traditions, right? How Christmas or the festive season is celebrated, and even how to begin to think about it differently if you've always gone big around this time, and maybe circumstances are forcing you to think very differently.
That's right, Rafiwe. You know, I think that Christmas is actually a wonderful time of the year where we can learn to make fun out of nothing. And I want to take our listeners on a sensory journey this morning on how we can actually create that build-up to Christmas, whether or not we're going to have a lot of prezzies. It doesn't matter. It's the family togetherness and belonging that's so important. And Christmas is a memorable time for children in particular. And I was reminded of this yesterday when my 9-year-old nephew sent a message to my mum, who my mum always prepares these beautiful Advent calendars for the grandchildren, and he's now the last remaining child in the family. And he said, "Gaggy, are you going to, you haven't collected my Christmas tree yet. Are you going to give, you know, fill it up with all the goodies? Because there's a little pocket on this fabric Christmas tree for a little treat for every day in the lead up to Christmas for December." It's been the tradition in our family that my mum has created these fabric Christmas trees filled with goodies every single year of their childhood. And at the beginning of December, she delivers them. And I think that this is more exciting than Christmas Day, you know. Just this little sweetie, or this little, you know, she'll buy little tiny things like an eraser, or, you know, all those tiny little things. And it's amazing the response that you get from children with tiny things. We forget this, that it's not all about the big expensive stuff that creates the spirit of Christmas. It's the little things, and it's the thought that goes behind the little things. This is what we need to celebrate.
This is what
we need to have more of. It's the thought of togetherness, the thought of celebration, the thought of giving generously, even if it's in small packages.
And of course, giving, but also making it bespoke, right? So even with those Advent calendars, those little gifts along the way can really just be, suited to that child and their interests and their passions. And it really shows that mom and dad care.
And you know, an Advent calendar, let's start there, because that's that sort of anticipation, that build up to Christmas Day, could be a bought one. And they're not overly expensive. You can go into, I was in Pick and Pay yesterday, and they've got calendars. Woolworths has got calendars. So you can go and get the pre-made ones with a little paper cardboard window that you open for each day. And inside is usually a chocolate. And actually, what they're being quite clever these days, the plastic mold that is behind the little windows is actually a chocolate mold. Reusable. You can make more after you've finished with the Advent calendar.
Fantastic.
And homemade chocolates actually brings me to think about my own childhood. We made lots of homemade chocolates. That's a wonderful activity. And you learn so much because you create the chocolate shell, you buy different fillings, or you make your own. Even peanut butter makes a beautiful filling for a chocolate, and then you cover it with more chocolate. It's a whole process, a creative process. And then you package them. So the packaging, once again, is also part of the joy of giving, is finding cellophane packets and learning how to tie a ribbon and curl it with a pair of scissors. it's making fun out of nothing while also being generous to others at the same time. So I love killing two birds with one stone. I'm sure you realize this by now.
Speaking of killing two birds with one stone, it's 2020. Do we still keep present wrappers and wrapping paper and utilize it either for crafts or for even re-gifting, right, if you keep it in good condition? Do we still do that in 2020? I mean, I've got a
recycling queen here. Yes, I do. I absolutely do.
Send an SMS to 31702. Are you the type of person who keeps like gift wrappers and bags and maybe even tissue paper and ribbons, right? If it's still in good condition and you keep it and you use it later on. I must have a huge pack rat gene, but I do all of that and I don't mind repurposing it, whether you're going to use it for like crafts with the kid or you're going to be using it for gifts.
What about Christmas crackers? I actually find buying Christmas crackers, I resent it because they're so expensive.
Do you make your own?
So why not make your own?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, this is a beautiful activity for kids to do. And if you've got, you know, old wrappers and things, you can repurpose them here as well. So if you don't want to make your own from scratch, I noticed that Woolworths has a flat pack box mm-hmm. of all the elements you need to create your own Christmas crackers that you can go and buy. So that would be a lovely rainy day activity to do with your children.
Absolutely.
But actually make them from scratch with your toilet rolls, you know, your empty toilet roll mm-hmm. goodies.
The cardboard.
It's lovely, the cardboard. Kids love doing that. And you know how many little bits of rubbishy toys they've received from takeaways over the years. You probably have 100 of them lying around. Get your kids to clean out their cupboards, find them all and use them inside the Christmas crackers.
It really is a fun way to spend time with the kids as well. I've noticed that, especially because we're so, you know, it's the last push for the end of the year, trying to get work out and trying to, you know, finalize so many things, that even when you're supposedly spending time with them, you're doing it with an eye to getting back on the computer or some screen or the other, and doing an activity just forces you to be present for that half hour and just spend some quality time. So some lovely suggestions. But let's move on to decor, Nikki. What else are you suggesting for the holiday season for Christmas?
Okay, so here's another making fun out of nothing activity. What about popcorn garlands mm-hmm. for decorating the house? So you can make a whole pot of popcorn, and then you give your kids, if they're old enough, obviously, a fat needle with a cotton or fishing gut, and then they can literally thread pieces of popcorn together, and you can use those to decorate your home. And those bits of old Christmas paper mm-hmm. That you and I keep, kids can cut them up and create those paper links mm-hmm. and create, you know, those garlands to decorate the house, or get coloured paper. So your red and your green. I used to do that with my kids for Christmas. So they used to cut out rectangles and then glue them into loops. And then you make these loopy garlands. And stained glass biscuits. Mm. You can get the recipe on toytalk.co.za, where you make biscuit dough, cut it into shapes, and you put those shapes onto a baking tray, and you crush up those boiled sweets.
Mm.
And you sprinkle those into the middle. You cut a hole into the middle of each of the cookies, and you put a teaspoon or so of those boiled sweets, those sparkles, into the middle, and then you bake them. And that, of course, melts, and it's see-through.
And that's
so
a stained glass effect.
Those would make lovely biscuits to give away, or Christmas tree decorations. That would be another way to use them. And then the taste and the smell of Christmas is important.
Fantastic, yeah.
Now, my mum always makes fudge for Christmas. You know, Christmas evening, Eve or Christmas Day would not be Christmas Eve or Christmas
without
Day.
Without fudge. The smell of fudge. Interesting. Okay.
The first thing that the grandchildren say is, when are you making the fudge? And of course, they want to be there to eat all the leftover crumbles in the tray to scrape it clean. And it's a family tradition. So you could make fudge. And then my sister said, don't you remember when we were young? We used to make peppermint cream. So you make a peppermint fondant.
Yeah.
And it's like playing with Play-Doh. And we would make shapes, and then we would dip them in chocolate. Mm. And that's a childhood memory of Christmas. And, of course, there's the gingerbread biscuit house.
Talk to me about that. Steer clear, generally, of baking.
Baking. Okay, well, this is for you. Mm-hmm. As I said, I've been doing a little bit of shopping and seeing what's out there. And Woolworths has got the gingerbread house kit. So you just go and buy. It's a ready-to-make. Mm-hmm. It's a premix. And it's got everything you need to make a gingerbread house. And then you decorate it. Obviously, it's got all the icing and everything in there. So there's that, and also biscuit decorating packs as well. Christmas biscuit decorating packs. So obviously, your shapes are stars and bells and things like that.
Yes.
So these are multi-sensory activities that are creative. There's lots of fine motor coordination. There's lots of smell, taste and touch going on. And while your kids are doing these activities, you can, of course, get out all those Christmas CDs or just get onto YouTube and Google Christmas music. And they can play Christmas music while they're doing these things, which really gets you into the spirit of Christmas. I am hosting a book club Christmas lunch tomorrow, and I will be playing Christmas music all morning while I make the ham and while I make the dessert for tomorrow.
Do you know, I love...
I'm really getting into the spirit of this.
I love nothing more than hopping onto one of my three music streaming platforms, and you just find the most amazing playlists and bump into songs, Christmas songs that you haven't heard in a long time, just by virtue of AI and, you know, those platforms.
It's
always fun.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, go and look up ideas for homemade Christmas gifts. You can make slime and put it into a jar and decorate it like Father Christmas. You can make reindeer stick decorations, three twigs, a button, and two googly eyes. Make biscuit jars or homemade muesli and pack it into jars and put a ribbon on it. Make candles. You can make your own candles and you print off a Christmas message and you stick it onto the candle. There's so much that you can actually do. And there's nothing like receiving a gift where there's been some thought and some effort. Mm. It doesn't have to break the bank. We
Absolutely.
Really can celebrate each other, celebrate the joy of the season without actually really getting into debt.
Yeah. Very, very key message, especially in 2020. Now, Nikki, we always round up our conversation with a look at a toy of the week. What's happening in the toy feature?
Yes. Well, I have chosen a toy today, a game called Corners Up. Mm-hmm. And I kept looking at this product and thinking it reminds me of something from when my kids were really young and we had a game called Use Your Marbles. And this is a bigger version of Use Your Marbles. So it's Corners Up by Fat Brain Toys. It's 399 Rand. You will find it on timelesstoys.co.za. And it's a fabulous, fun, quick family game. You have these little stacking pieces that are like pyramids, 80 of them, 20 in each color, and the base of the pyramid is 16 pieces. And the idea is that every time a set of four is completed, the person with the most number of colors in that set of four pieces, so four pieces made into a square, gets to put a piece on top of the square. Mm-hmm. So you create a pyramid. So you're actually building layers of this pyramid, and at the end of the game, when the last piece is played, you count up the corners of this now seven-layer pyramid or eight-layer pyramid, and you see which player has the most. So if you are pink, if pink has the most number of corners, you're the winner. If green had the most number of corners, I would be the winner. It's strategic, it's spatial planning, it's fine motor coordination, and you are literally like chess, trying to get people to play pieces in a particular place so that you are the person who gets to complete the pyramid, the piece on top of the four. So it's really quick, it's really fun, it's very visual, and it's one of those games that you'll keep going back to year after year.
Absolutely.
And with Feelware, I am not going to be here for the next 3 weeks because I'm going on holiday. So,
wow.
I'm going to leave you with three websites for Christmas shopping. My favorite three websites.
Let's hear it.
Right. So, for toys and games, I'm directing you to three places. Sugardots.co.za.
Sugardot.co.za.
Sugardots.co.za. Mm-hmm. And timelesstoys.co.za. And the third one is greenbeanlearning.co.za. Mm-hmm. Those three websites have the best range of the best brands that I would be recommending for Christmas. So go and visit those three websites and you'll be good to go.
Fantastic stuff. Nikki, you deserve a holiday. Keep safe whilst you're taking a break, and look forward to catching up with you when you come back.
Fantastic, Rafilwe. And there's one more thing. 702 and Cape Talk have a Toys for Joy campaign, and it's going to be announced from the 1st of December. So just for our listeners to remember that and to give generously to that if they can.
Fantastic stuff. That's Nikki Bush, our parenting expert and human potential expert. And at those websites, sugardot.co.za and timelesstoys.co.za, as well as Green Bean Learning, if you want to do some online Christmas shopping.